Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is...
Opera! Opera! Opera!
Just remember...
Before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays the fool.
Hello, this is Everybody Plays the Fool. My name is Shane, and I'm here on Radio Free Brooklyn every Monday night, bringing you all kinds of different music, all different eras and genres, but all the songs are tied together with one different theme every week. One theme for the whole night. So thanks for joining me here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Whether you're listening live on Monday night or you're listening in the future, you can always find all of my previous episodes at everybodyplaysthefool.com. including last week's very fun episode about reptiles. Tonight is sort of a follow-up episode. A couple of weeks ago, I did a classical music versus pop music episode. That one was a lot of fun. It was pop songs that incorporated some themes or some melodies from classical music. And I realized as I was doing research for that show, I came up with, and this isn't the first time, of course, but I came up with a lot more songs than I had anticipated. So I decided to divide it into two separate categories. Tonight is part two. So tonight is going to be opera. This is going to be mostly pop songs that have some connection to opera, either reference something about opera, or use a melody from a famous piece from an opera. And we're going to cover a lot of ground, hopefully, tonight. So stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn as we bring you all of that. And let's get right into it. We're going to start out with a band that made use of drama and operatic elements all throughout the run of their career. Great band, classic. Of course, I'm going to play something from them. We're going to hear a song from Queen. And this song is called It's a Hard Life. The intro to this song, the vocal bit at the beginning of it, is based on a song from the opera Pagliacci by Leon Cavallo. Here's some Queen kicking things off on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 117, all about opera. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
I don't- I've only got myself to blame. It's just a simple fact of life. It can happen to anyone. You win, you lose. It's a chance you have to take with love. Oh yeah, I fell in love, but now you say it's over and I'm falling apart. We'll be right back. fight back the tears. They say it's just a state of mind, but it happens to everyone. How it hurts, yeah, deep inside, when your love has got you down inside. It's life is tough on your own. Now I'm waiting for something to fall from the skies. I'm waiting for
let's go. Oh, the perfect MC with no brain, but the clever nerd, the best MC with no chain you ever heard. Take it from the Tech Nine holer, they bit and don't know they neck shine from Shinola. Everything that glitter ain't fish scale. Let me think, don't let her faint, get Ishmael. A shot of Jack got her back, it's not an axe stack. Forgot about the cackalack, holler back, clack, clack, blocker. Villainy, feel him in your heart chakra, chart topper, start shit stopper, be a smarter shopper. Shot a cop day around the way, about to stay, but who to know? It's two motor, wonder where the shooter go. About to jet, get him, not a vet, get him. Let him spit the venom, set him, got a lot of shit with him. Let the rhythm hit him, he still can hear his brother voice. We make the joints, that make him spread him butter moist. Man, please, states made of panties. From the age of baby hoochies on to the grannies. Band me, the dough rake, daddy, the flow make her fatty shake. Patty cake, for fake. If he wasn't either baker's man, he'd take her for her masters. Hit it once and shake her hand. On some old thank you, ma'am, and ghoster. She can mind the toaster if she signed a poster. A whole host of roller coaster riders. Not enough tracks, hot enough black. It's too hot to handle. You got blue sandals. Who shot you? Who got you? New spots to vandal. Do not stand still. Both show skills close, but no krills. Toast for pole ills, post no bills. Coast to coast, Joe Smoltz flows ill. Go chill, not supposed to overdose, no dose pills. Off sides like Wolf Ride with Starfleet. Off pride tykes now talk wide with scar me. Told ya, on some get rich shit. As he gets older, he gets colder than a witch's tit. This is it, make no mistakes, where my nigga go. Figaro, Figaro.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet, I could be red, I could be
Listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was the first set of opera-themed music. All those songs are related to opera in some way, some of them more tenuous than others, but that's the theme tonight here on Everybody Plays the Fool. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Let's go over what you just heard. We kicked off that set with Queen and their song It's a Hard Life. The intro of that song is based on a song from the opera Pagliacci by Leon Cavallo. And then next up we heard Rufus Wainwright, who's written a couple of operas himself. That was a song of his called Greek Song off of his great album Poses. That one, the melody of that song was taken from the Cherry Duet in Pietro Mascagni's opera L'Amico Fritz. And I'm going to say this up front. I'm expecting that all of the various opera titles tonight, I think I'm going to go about 50 or 60% on pronunciation. I didn't look up most of these ahead of time, so that was a mistake. After Rufus Wainwright, we heard something from the Mad Villain album. That was Mad Lib and MF Doom. That song is called Figaro. Actually, that was a remix of that, the Mad Lib remix from a compilation that came out a little later. But of course, hearing people say Figaro, Figaro is a common reference to opera that we hear in pop culture all the time, in cartoons and stuff. But that itself is usually quoting a famous aria from Rossini's opera Barber of Seville, one of the most famous operas of all time. And so I thought, even though that's a bit of a stretch, I thought I'd throw that one in there. Figaro by Mad Villain. And then we heard a nice short swinging tune from Natalie Cole. That was her version of the song Avalon. That song was written by Al Jolson and has become a jazz standard over the years. And the melody of that song at the beginning, the opening melody, is based on an aria from Tosca by Puccini. And then we close that set out with Grace Kelly by Mika. That song has a couple of connections. First off, he references Queen, who we heard at the beginning of that set. And also, the melody of that song is based on another famous aria called Largo Falte. See? No way. I'm not even going to try it. It's another famous aria from Barber of Seville, Largo al Factotum. And that closed out that set. Very fun song, Grace Kelly. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but it is catchy as hell, and I had forgotten about it until I pulled it up for this, and I was like, oh yeah, this song. And right now we're hearing an Italian band called The Creatures, not the band that I played last week. That was a different band called The Creatures from the States, but this one is sort of an Italian disco band with their version of a piece from Aida. And we've got so much more coming in the next set. Some directly, some indirectly related to opera. Of course, I want to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is a nonprofit community radio station. And I would love it if you would go have a look at our website at radiofreebrooklyn.org. And you can see all of the great new shows and the great old shows too. Great shows all around. You can look through the schedule, find something else you want to hear. This is a really great station, great group of people, and this station does rely on its hosts and its volunteers and its managers, and most importantly, our listeners, to keep this place afloat. So if you are so inclined, if you like what you're hearing, please click the donate button on the Radio Free Brooklyn website. We do appreciate it. Anything you can contribute. Also, if you want to listen to Radio Free Brooklyn live, wherever you are, on the go, on your phone, you can download the Radio Free Brooklyn app on either iPhone or Android. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/iPhone or RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/Android to pick those up. And let's get into our next set. I'm going to play something now that is a lot of children's sort of introduction to opera, at least it used to be. It's a very famous piece of opera parody. This is, I know, a reference point for a lot of people, even those of us who aren't super familiar with opera. But this is from the classic cartoon, What's Opera, Doc?, featuring Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd and friends doing a great parody of various Wagner operas. And let's hear that now. You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Take it away, Bugs Bunny.
Very quiet, I'm hunting rabbits. Rabbit tracks.
The rabbit.
Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho.
Oh, mighty warrior of great fighting stock, might I inquire to ask you, what's up, Doc?
I'm going to kill the rabbit.
Oh, mighty hunter, 'twill be quite a task. How will you do it, might I inquire to ask?
I will do it with my spear and magic helmet.
Your spear and magic helmet?
Spear and magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Yes, magic helmet. And I'll give you a sample.
Was the rabbit.
Yeah.
be my love. I've killed the rabbit. Poor little bunny. Poor little rabbit.
Now, what did you expect in an opera? A happy ending?
Oh,
natural smell. It's really coming on strong. There's not too many dudes that catch my eye, but if you stick around, I'll give you a slice of the pie. I don't just like you, I like you like you. I don't just like you, I like you like you. Can we come together? Can we come together? You can fluff my feathers, fluff my feathers. His cock. No matter the case, we get along well. So whatever, if it's cloudy tonight, gonna do whatever, if it's cloudy tonight, gonna do whatever, if it's cloudy tonight.
I don't just like you, I like you, like you. I don't just like you, I like you, like you.
just to tell me that they love my voice, just to tell me that I'm great. I am an opera singer. I will sing when you're all dead. I sing the mountains crumbling apart. I sing what can't be said. I am an opera singer. I sing in foreign lands. Most people seem to know my name, or at least know who I am.
it's time to say chance that you care. Won't you answer the fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he may be a stranger no.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and that was another set of vaguely opera-related pop music from over the years. We started that set off with the one and only Bugs Bunny with a cartoon classic, What's Opera, Doc? Where it's that was a cartoon directed by Chuck Jones for Warner Brothers. And that features Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny doing parodies of a bunch of different Wagner operas, including some stuff from The Ring Cycle, and very famously, Elmer Fudd singing Kill the Wabbit to the tune of The Ride of the Valkyries. And that is, you heard the singing voices of the great Mel Blanc as Bugs Bunny and Arthur Q. Bryan, the voicing of Elmer Fudd. Classic introduction to opera for many of us. And the time is just flying right by, which is great. Let's go over what else you heard in that set, though. After Bugs Bunny, we heard ELO with Rock Aria featuring Welsh. this is a tough one. I'm having a tough time pronouncing things tonight. Try that again. We heard ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra, with Rock Aria, featuring the opera singer, the soprano Mary Thomas from Wales. That song is great because of its melding of opera and rock and roll, but also it includes her false start at the beginning where she sings and then says oops and then starts back into singing. And they kept it in, which she hated, I think. But that was ELO. And then we heard Kellis with Like You, which samples a very famous bit of music from the Queen of the Night aria from Mozart's The Magic Flute, their very famous opera. Then we heard a song about opera and opera singers. That was Cake with opera singer. It's off of their 2002 album Comfort Eagle. And then we heard a live track from the late great David Bowie with his version of Brecht and Vile's Alabama Song. That appeared in an opera called Rise and Fall in the City of Mahogany, with a bunch of other Brecht and Vile tunes long, long ago. And of course, that song was also famously covered by The Doors. And then we closed that set out with a weird one. That was, I wanted to play a version of the song, couldn't figure out which one. Stranger in Paradise was a classic. It was a big pop hit for Tony Bennett. It's actually originally from, that song is from a Tony-winning musical from 1953 called Kismet. But all the songs in that musical were based on, they were all using melodies from Russian composer Alexander Borodin. And Stranger in Paradise specifically is based on a song from Borodin's opera Prince Igor. And that version that we heard at the end of that set is by Sun Ra and the New Sounds. Sun Ra back in the 50s arranged a bunch of things for doo-wop groups and R&B groups. And that's, I think that's like a rehearsal recording. A little rough, but I thought it was really weird and really interesting. And so I went with Sun Ra instead of Tony Bennett. But that was their version of Stranger in Paradise. And we're almost out of time here tonight. I do want to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we have a lot of great stuff going on. If you want to find out all about it, you can sign up for our newsletter, radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. One thing we've got coming up, RFB presents the Pop Rocks Fest. You might be familiar with the show Pop Rocks here on Radio Free Brooklyn, hosted by Evan Bieber. It's a great show, and we're going to see what it's like live in person at the Pine Box Rock Shop, not too far from these very studios. That's going to be Monday, November 12th from 9 to midnight. So I'll be here doing my show, and then I'm going to head over there afterwards. So I hope you'll join me. That is November 12th, Monday night. I also want to give a shout out to my friend Calvin, who you've heard on this very show. He just started a brand new show called Lush Vibes Radio, and it is late Tuesday night, Wednesday morning at midnight, and I do suggest you check him out because that is a fun new show and it's a great late night show. So tune into that one. And now to close this out, I think I've got enough time for a couple of songs in here. No surprises here. We are going to hear some Aretha Franklin and her version of Nessun Dorma, the version that she did live at the Grammys in 1998 with an orchestra. This is, of course, one of the most famous arias of all time by Puccini. And then we're going to close out with a very, very famous version of a very, very famous song, originally from George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. And that'll close us out. So thank you so much for listening. Please tune in again next week. EverybodyPlaysTheFool.com for all my previous episodes. And now it's time for Aretha Franklin. Have a great night.
high. Oh, your dad is rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're going to rise up singing. But till that morning, never nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mammy standing by. Take the sky.